Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Waiver wire pitchers and rankings risers. Up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Thursday, April 11th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's start off with waiver wire pitchers. Yusei Kikuchi up against the Mariners. Looked great. 6 innings, 1 run, 9 strikeouts in that one. Seth Lugo is now 3 for 3 in quality starts. This one against the Astros. 6 innings, 2 runs. 2 strikeouts there, and Cody Bradford makes it back-to-back quality starts, this one against the Oakland A's, 6 2/3 innings, 1 unearned run, 7 strikeouts with 17 swinging strikes. Scott, how would you rank that trio of Bradford, Lugo, Yusei Kikuchi?
I'm going to go Kikuchi 1, distant number 1, and then Seth Lugo followed by Cody Bradford. So the reason I'm so high on Yusei Kikuchi, well, for starters, in the second half last year, he was as good as we've ever seen him. 3.39 ERA, 10.3 K per nine. The WHIP was kind of high, 1.25. Gave up a lot of hits, but the bat missing was there, and he was effective overall. Very effective overall. Two of his three starts this year have been very effective, and I think maybe the most encouraging thing of all for Yusei Kikuchi is one of those starts was effective, even though his best pitch, the slider, wasn't really there for him. This start here on Wednesday with the 9 strikeouts was the first time he's had his slider. It got 6 of his 13 whiffs on the day. He had 0 whiffs on the slider coming into the start. So I don't know what was going on with that pitch earlier, but he seems to be back now. And if so, there could be good times ahead for Yusei Kikuchi. Not much to say about Seth Lugo. I mean, just look at last year's numbers. I think he could do that again. I do want to say Cody Bradford, though. 3 good starts to begin the year. Not really buying it. He's an extreme fly ball pitcher. I think it's over 60% the fly ball rate right now, according to Fangraphs. And, you know, you can have success that way. Fly balls, when they don't leave the yard, are generally outs. And so we see pitchers like Bailey Ober, Tyler Wells, Christian Javier even. We've seen them have success as extreme fly ball pitchers, but they're good at missing bats too. And apart from this start against Oakland, Cody Bradford really hasn't been. And you look at his numbers last year during his time in the majors, really high exit velocities, which is a bad combination. High fly ball rate, high exit velocities. I think he could be in for some trouble moving forward. Doesn't mean you can't stream Cody Bradford. I know he lines up for 2 starts next week, but long term, I don't think he's going to be a particularly good fantasy option.
Scott, you and I, we both updated our rankings here Tuesday and Wednesday, usually the middle part of the week. We, you know, do a big rankings update every single week. And you had some big risers here, specifically some starting pitchers. Talk to me about some of those risers in your rankings.
Well, the one who rose the most is Reed Detmers. He jumped about 30 spots. He's 42nd now, which moves him ahead of other early season hype cases like Gavin Stone. And I think, hey, moved him ahead of Jack Flaherty, though that was a close call. It's gotten a lot of attention. The Detmers slider has, how he's taken some velocity off of it. He's throwing it more like he did in 2022, and that's great. But the fastball, the fact it's gotten double-digit swinging strikes each of his first 2 starts, it's playing like an elite fastball, and that suggests elite upside for Reed Detmers, which we already kind of suspected he had. But if his fastball is going to play like that, then he definitely has it. And so I'm very excited about Reed Detmers moving forward. Also moved Jared Jones up to 40th. Pirates rookie. His, according to Fangraphs Stuff Plus, he has the most effective fastball in baseball this year, and it's high velocity. The movement on it, the way it travels to the plate, it's awfully reminiscent of Spencer Strider. And I know Jared Jones's slider grades out as elite as well. So two elite pitches and just a very exciting high strikeout pitcher. There are some obviously innings concerns there for Jared Jones. He's a rookie, as I said, he throws very hard. But I think we've already seen this year that nobody's safe. And so you might as well go for what you can get while you get it. So I may even have Jared Jones too low there at 40. Also moved Tyler O'Neill into my top 30 with the kind of start he's off to. Outfield obviously is a thin position, so it's pretty easy to move anyone showing signs of life that high. And given Tyler O'Neill's track record, his underlying numbers, I think it's justified. He could keep it up.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I moved all those pitchers and Tyler O'Neill up as well. I think as long as Jared Jones can continue to throw strikes, I think he can be really effective. And looking at the innings from last year in the minors, 126 and a third, who knows? He might be able to get up to 140, 150 innings this year. I don't think that would be crazy for Jared Jones. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.